This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
A fire at a South City landmark causes extensive damage and puts plans for its future in jeopardy. Andrew Weil of the Landmarks Association of St. Louis was one of the people working to save the Lyle Mansion in Carondelet Park.
The Lyle Mansion is in the center of Carondelet Park, and the Lyle family, who built the mansion, used to own most of Carondelet Park. It was part of a large farm that they operated there, and the home itself was built in the 1840s. It's a really unusual rural property type embedded in the city, and of course still in the rural environment of Carondelet Park. But it's a large federal-style frame building, which obviously is quite in contrast with the 19th century brick industrial city neighborhoods around it and around the park. So very, very rare property type in St. Louis, very old. Remarkable, actually, that it survived as long as it has since the 1840s as a frame building. It's owned by the city. It's owned by the city through the Parks Department. It's, you know, a tragedy, and a tragedy, unfortunately, that we've been waiting for a long time. I mean, the city just can't seem to get its act together with regard to securing vacant buildings against trespass and against fire, be it accidental or intentional.
I know there have been a number of efforts over the years by private individuals and groups like the Landmarks Association. Can you talk about some of those efforts to try and shore up the building to make sure that it stayed up?
Well, so there have been several groups that have been working on this problem in Carondelet, Carondelet neighborhood, for years now, and I don't want to speak on their behalf, but certainly there have been a lot of discussions and plans being made, trying to figure out ways to reuse the Lyle Mansion for the benefit of the community and for the benefit of the park. It had been used many years ago as sort of a senior center that was run by the city, but that was discontinued, and so it's been sitting empty for a long, long time. And the hope was that it could be reactivated. So one of the ideas for reactivating the Lyle House and once again making it a benefit to the Carondelet community and the St. Louis community was along the lines of these public-private partnerships that some of other parks have established. For example, the beer garden in Francis Park, which is a huge success. The idea was that some sort of public-private solution could be found to bring the Lyle House back to life. And many groups in Carondelet have been working on this, and Alderwoman Schweitzer has been very enthusiastic and very supportive of this. And our organization has been speaking with her. The city actually paid an architectural firm several years ago to do a very detailed needs assessment of the building, you know, as a first step toward reactivating it, revitalizing it. And so there is a very detailed plan. And that's what Alderwoman Schweitzer and I were planning on speaking about soon, was how to start implementing that plan. And we were there were a lot of actually pretty exciting ideas about how this was going to be funded and how this was going to come about. Really, the timing of this fire couldn't be worse when we were standing on the precipice of actually doing some restoration work down there.
You had mentioned that this was something that you had feared. What was your fear?
Well, recently, just this past winter, the Quinn Chapel, right around the corner from the Lyle House in Carondelet, burned to the ground. Another city landmark like the Lyle House, very, very important church to the African-American community in St. Louis. And that building was improperly secured and had lots of Citizen Service Bureau reports about trespassers. And yet people got into it and it burned to the ground. And we see this over and over and over again. There doesn't seem to be an appetite within the city for prosecuting what is generally considered to be, you know, these minor trespassing offenses, and for prosecuting people who fail to secure their buildings properly. Unfortunately, in this case, it's the city that failed to secure its building properly. I would say probably, you know, not for lack of trying. People are persistent, and people get into these buildings. And until the city decides it's going to send a very strong message about trespassing, then, you know, these things are just going to keep happening.
That is Andrew Weil with the Landmarks Association of St. Louis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.